This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh, officer and suspect injured in shooting in downtown Wichita. We've got the story.
Senator Roberts says tankers will arrive at McConnell Air Force Base this month. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
A friendly customer service attitude is rewarded big time for a fast food worker in Hutchinson. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. A winter storm system is heading our direction, where the dividing line for more snow is going to be in places like Harvey and Reno County. Wichita may see more rain. What can we expect in our forecast? We've got that in just a few minutes.
A police officer is in fair condition, a 29-year-old man in serious condition after a shooting in downtown Wichita. Deputy Chief Troy Livingston says the incident began when officers arrived at the Sedgwick County Division of Corrections Thursday afternoon to serve the man with a warrant for aggravated assault. Livingston says when officers approached the man's vehicle, he intentionally backed into a U.S. Marshal's vehicle behind him.
And then he went forward. As he goes forward, he hit a sign, put the officer in a bad position. We're trying to determine if the officer is actually hit by the car or pinned by the vehicle or was about to be pinned.
The car continued on, crashed into a building. Other officers fired. The man was hit several times. A person who was in the vehicle with the man was not injured.
U.S. Senator Pat Roberts announcing yesterday the Boeing company reports it will deliver the first KC-46 Pegasus tanker to McConnell Air Force Base in late January.
Following a long and controversial procurement process, Boeing was eventually awarded the contract with delivery of the plane set for 2017. However, delays in production and testing pushed that delivery date back to 2019. In 2014, McConnell's 22nd Air Refueling Wing and 931st Reserve Air Refueling Group were named the first to operate, maintain, and command the new tanker in the Air Force. The Pegasus will replace the aging KC-135 Stratotanker. McConnell will get 36 of the new aircraft. Gordon Basham, KNSS News.
President Trump could be ready to declare a national emergency.
President Trump tells Fox's Sean Hannity his legal team says the president has the authority to declare a national emergency on the U.S.-Mexico border to build a border wall.
We have the absolute right to declare a national emergency, and this is security stuff. This is a national emergency.
If President Trump does declare an emergency, he'd be circumventing Congress. With that move, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the president would rankle Republicans. Republicans in Congress.
I think the president will have problems on his own side of the aisle.
Meanwhile, the government shutdown caused by the border wall funding battle is now in its 21st day. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
School and union officials are looking for a way to avoid a teacher strike that's set for next week.
LAUSD Superintendent Austin Buettner says Governor Gavin Newsom's upcoming state budget will give school districts more money for things like additional staffing, including teachers. The teachers union president, Alex Caputo-Pearl, says he has not seen a new proposal as of Thursday evening.
There's a movement to correct the state funding inequity here in California, and we need Austin Buettner to be a part of it and not claim that he's leading it when he goes up to Sacramento for one day.
Both sides are due back at the bargaining table Friday morning. Caputo-Pearl says he wants to know more about what they believe is a plan to privatize more schools as charters. The teachers do plan to strike Monday. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Kansas Governor-elect Laura Kelly has named an industry group's leader as the state's top agriculture official and a former longtime budget director as interim secretary of administration. The incoming Democratic governor plans to nominate Mike Beam to head the Department of Agriculture. He is the Kansas Livestock Association's senior vice president. Kelly's interim secretary of administration is Dwayne Gawson, who was budget director from 1998 through 2010. KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Big sports weekend coming up, including the Kansas City Chiefs in the playoffs tomorrow afternoon right here on KNSS. We'll have a preview coming up in sports.
Bad news and good news from McDonald's restaurants in two states. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Friday morning. Another recall is underway over fears of faulty airbags.
Fiat Chrysler is recalling more than 1.6 million vehicles worldwide. It's the latest action taken over ongoing problems with Takata airbags. The inflators can explode during crashes, projecting dangerous shrapnel into drivers and passengers. At least 23 deaths have been blamed on Takata airbags. This is just the latest action amid the largest automotive recall in U.S. history. Fiat Chrysler, also not alone, an estimated 10 million airbag inflators have been recalled this year, affecting Honda, Toyota, and Ford. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Police in South Carolina released surveillance video, which they say shows a man throwing hot coffee in the face of a McDonald's drive-through worker last month.
A patron at a McDonald's in Camden apparently became angry while waiting what he considered too long for his food order. Police say he asked a 16-year-old drive-through worker to throw in a large order of fries and to call over a manager. The teen closed the glass window and told co-workers she didn't want to go back because the man was acting obnoxious. But when he motioned for her to reopen the window, she did. That's when he reportedly splashed hot coffee in her face. The young worker suffered first-degree burns, which have since healed. Kathleen Maloney, Fox News.
A friendly worker at a Hutchinson McDonald's is riding high after one of her regular customers surprised her with a major gift.
Wichita businessman Chris Ellis says he always looked forward to being waited on by Vicki Anderson when he visited the restaurant. On Monday, Anderson asked Ellis if he knew anyone who was selling a car. Her 1994 vehicle needed repairs that would cost more than the car was worth. It turns out that Ellis' son was trying to sell his 2009 Pontiac. So Ellis bought the car, drove it to Hutchinson, and gave it to Anderson. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
7:10 now, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock with Steve and Ted here on a Friday morning.
And as we take a look at the traffic update here on the Friday morning commute, we already have rain in the Wichita area affecting the commute. We do have crews checking out the report of an injury traffic accident in Wichita. This is on Southwest Boulevard and Walker. It's not far from Newman University. And we do have a larceny that police are checking out in Valley Center, where a suspect is taking a porch swing in the 500 block of North Birch.
A porch swing.
There you go. Traffic update with Steve and Ted, KNSS.
All right, Ted. 7:10 now, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock. We had a cloudy day across central Kansas Thursday. Wichita's high temperature was 50 degrees. Normal high is 42. And the weather's a-changing right about now, and it looks like we're going to have an interesting week and ahead. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast now with Kansas Today meteorologist T.J. Springer. Good morning, T.J.
Hey there, Steve. How are you?
Well, I'm fine for now.
Yeah, I think that's everyone's sentiment. It's like, yeah. Hey, it's okay right now, but what is happening later?
Yeah.
Well, we're seeing that rain, as you mentioned, starting to move in. Kind of a wet morning commute out there. Temperatures are sitting rather mild here in the metro, but already a little bit colder right across the north and the west. That's where we're going to see that changeover occur a little bit quicker here across the listening area, especially out west. But rain for most of us today, cloudy, breezy. We're going to have that rain, periods of it all the way through our Friday. Highs near 40, and I think that's going to be really into the midday. Then tonight we're going to start to see that colder air wrap into the system, changing that rain over to snow through the nighttime hours. South of the Wichita City proper, maybe seeing more rain than that mixed precip even. And then for our day tomorrow, seeing a mix again, I think mainly snow, Wichita, and points to the north with highs only into the middle 30s, likely windy blowing that snow around. I'm thinking anywhere from 1 to 3 inches here, Steve, a good bet in terms of snowfall accumulation here in the Wichita Metro.
And currently we've got what?
We've got 38 degrees under that overcast, rain-filled sky. So going to be kind of a damp, raw start to our Friday.
Now, all meteorologists I ever talk to say the hardest thing to do, one of if not the hardest, is to tell people how much snowfall is going to be, you know, snow depths.
And it is
varies so much. I mean, you say one to three. You know, the guy next door could have an inch and a half, and you got nothing. So, yeah,
it's one of those things too with this system, and a lot of them where you're having that changeover occur. You know, a few hours can make a big difference on those snowfall totals if it doesn't mix in as quick. You know, there goes some of that snowfall accumulation. So, one of those things that will likely be fine tuning throughout the day as well.
All right, thank you, sir. That's the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist T.J. Springer. 7:13 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. This big news breaking yesterday about the tankers. The KC-46 Pegasus is coming our way. According to Senator Pat Roberts, sometime late this month or sometime in the month. And with us this morning is Kansas 4th District Representative Ron Estes. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Certainly some good news, huh? We've been waiting for these tankers and waiting for them, and now it looks like they're really on the way, huh?
It really is. I mean, this is a great program that's coming forth, and it actually has been delayed. There's been some of the technical issues that tried to work out with the new big program, and actually, I think there still are a couple of technical issues that are out there that are known. But the good thing right now is we can get them in the hands of our airmen and women at McConnell and let them actually do real operational testing and work the rest of the bugs out so that those could be fixed and running. And it's a great thing. I know I've been out to McConnell a couple of times in the last year. They're ready. The crews are trained and ready. The facilities are ready. This is a great thing for us in the Wichita area and replacing those old KC-135s, which in a lot of cases are older than their pilots.
Yeah, and you were talking about the KC-135. Those of us who grew up in this area know what those things are. It was, I think, based on like a Boeing 707 frame or something like that. And we've had one of them crash in northeast Wichita several years ago. I've been to one crash down by McConnell. Covered that. So those old things, they haven't in recent years, we haven't had much problem, but those things were getting really old, weren't they?
They really are. And, you know, it's one of those things that obviously when you look at what capabilities we need for our crews, and we're seeing now with the way global terrorism is happening, that we've got to be able to react quicker around different parts of the globe. And the refueling tankers are so important in that mission. And you're right. It's we're used to it in Wichita, seeing the planes flying through the skies, and it's going to be a wonderful thing seeing these new birds come in as well.
Now, are you going to be at the USS Wichita commissioning the fast Navy ship that's going to be commissioned this weekend?
That's right. We've got that commissioning coming up tonight and tomorrow. I'm actually flying down to Jacksonville tomorrow. Tonight. The port there, Mayport, Florida, is where the USS Wichita will be based, and the commissioning's ceremony is going to happen tomorrow. It's a great time for us as a city. I mean, this is the third Navy ship that's named after Wichita, and so we're looking forward to seeing that. Like I said, as the needs of the Navy have changed over the years, we're seeing a lot more closer to the shore issues, the USS Wichita is one of those class of combat ships that have a shallow draft and get close to the shore, but they can still fight submarines. They can still protect fleets. And so it's going to be an impressive. There's so many people from the Wichita community really got engaged in that, and I'm looking forward to that.
Quite a vessel. Hey, listen, what are your constituents? What are the people of Kansas saying to you, emailing, phoning you about the government shutdown and the debate over the wall? What are the people of Kansas saying?
Well, I think so many people are saying that, we need border security. We've got to make sure that we protect our borders. Of course, we also need some major immigration reform. We can't let that slip in this process. But the most immediate need is, I mean, the president's been talking about this since even before he was elected, that, we wanted to address that. It makes sense to have a wall in some places of border. It doesn't make sense in the whole border just because of the terrain and geographic aspects. But that's kind of the point where the president's getting frustrated that the Democrats won't even sit down and negotiate. And we're going now with the shutdown. Today's really problematic because it's the first day when paychecks were supposed to go out to so many of the employees. And, until we can sit down and negotiate, it's a perfect example of how we could compromise. The Senate passed a bill that was $1.6 billion and President wanted $5.7 billion. Pretty easily think we could come up with something that's $3.5 to $4 billion that addresses some of those needs. At least get this work started.
You know what?
Keep things going.
I feel for you because Monday, if you go back in there, you're probably going to have a bigger pile of people saying, "Hey, get this thing solved. We've missed a paycheck." You know,
it really is, and that's unfortunate because there's a lot of political posturing going on, And it hits people. I mean, today's really the first day it's really going to hit home with so many folks because of the paycheck issue. And that's an important issue that hopefully that'll bring everybody to the table and being able to get this resolved.
All right. Well, listen, we thank you for spending some time with us this morning. Good luck to you down there in Jacksonville as you dedicate the USS or commission the USS Wichita. That is a U.S. 4th District Representative Ron Estes this morning with Steve and Ted at 7:18, 18 minutes past 7 o'clock here on a Friday morning. And I'll tell you what, Ted's going to check in on sports here in just a second here on the sports desk, but I know what he's going to talk about already. I think I know what he's going to talk about. Dad, what do you got, Ted? You got something special?
Yeah, we
got
have
a traffic something?
We have a big traffic problem. Ooh, okay. In northeast Wichita. There is a submergent at 13th and Webb on the southeast side of that intersection. A vehicle has gone into the water. There are people in the water. And only the only occupant of the vehicle apparently is now out of the water. But they have tons of emergency crews and boats and all sorts of flashing lights. You'll see that at 13th and Webb, where a car flipped over into the pond there.
Wow, wonder how that happened. All right. 7:19 now, Steve and Ted. And it is a big, big weekend, big Saturday coming up, because we got the Chiefs in the playoffs and the Shockers are playing basketball. Lots going on, Ted.
Yeah, here we go. The Chiefs are in the playoffs. They are at home. They don't have to go on the road. Two wins at home, and they get to go to the Super Bowl. So, the first part of that, you got to get a win tomorrow. The Chiefs and the Indianapolis Colts go at it in Arrowhead Stadium tomorrow afternoon. The Chiefs are a 5.5-point favorite at home. The Colts are red hot. They have won 10 of their last 11 games. The Chiefs, though, at Arrowhead Stadium in the postseason over the years, kind of a very checkered
mixed bag.
They have played 9 home playoff games ever, and they've lost 9 of those. They've lost 7 of those 9.
Ooh!
They've only won 2 home playoff games ever in franchise history, and the last one was 24 years ago. So it's been a while. And the Chiefs have never beaten the Colts in the playoffs. 0-4. We'll see if the Chiefs can overcome history tomorrow afternoon. And it's all right here on your home of the Chiefs, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Of course, the Chiefs led the NFL this year in offense, averaging 35 points a game. Chiefs-Colts tomorrow should be fun. Coverage all begins at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon with the Road to the Super Bowl special. Pre-game show with Mitch Holtis and the broadcast crew begins at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. The game will kick off from Arrowhead at 3:30 tomorrow afternoon. That's all right here on KNSS. We've got college men's basketball tomorrow, and if you're fans of the teams here in the state, you get a nice staggering. You can watch them all and listen to them all. First up tomorrow is K-State. The Wildcats are on the road visiting 20th-ranked Iowa State. That will tip off at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, and that's nationally televised on ESPN2. After that, you've got 7th-ranked Kansas visiting Baylor. Live coverage of the Jayhawks begins at 1:30 tomorrow afternoon. The game will tip off at 3 o'clock tomorrow, and that's on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. And then tomorrow night, you've got Wichita State visiting 15th-ranked Houston, a team that has the longest home winning streak in the nation. Houston has won 28 straight home games. Mike Kennedy and Bob Hull will have live pregame coverage for the Shockers beginning at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. The game will tip off at 7 o'clock, and that's on 103.7 KEYN. And join me after the game. I'll take your phone calls on the Shocker Locker Room Show, broadcasting live at Twin Peaks in East Wichita at 21st and Rock Road. So you've got KU, K-State, the Shockers, all on the road tomorrow. Two of them are visiting ranked teams.
Wow.
I'll lay this stat on you, Steve. KU, K-State, Wichita State. Between those three teams, how many true road wins do they have this season?
I have no idea. 11?
Zero.
What?
KU, 0-2 on the road. K-State, 0-3 on the road. The Shockers, 0-3 on the road.
Wow.
All of our in-state teams have not won a true road game yet this season.
All right.
And they're all on the road tomorrow.
We know what the challenge is, don't we?
Let's see if any of those, any of them can break through in the win column.
There you go.
The Wichita State women have their conference home opener tomorrow afternoon, 2 o'clock at Coke Arena, hosting Memphis. It's a home weekend for the Wichita Thunder hockey team. 3 games in 3 days, 2 of them here at home. Thunder is on the road visiting the Allen Americans tonight, the bottom team in the league. Then back-to-back home games for the Thunder downtown at Intrust Bank Arena against Allen. 7 o'clock tomorrow night, 4 o'clock Sunday afternoon. Tomorrow night is Star Wars night at the Thunder game. The first 1,000 fans get Dyson Stevenson bobbleheads. Women's basketball last night. The Sterling women beat Friends 80-68. The Sterling women are 18-0. They are ranked number 7 in the nation.
Oh, wow.
And the Friends men win last night. Head coach Dale Faber and Friends win at Sterling 107-73. The Friends men now on a 10-game winning streak. They are ranked 24th in the nation, and they're home against St. Mary tomorrow night at 7 o'clock if you want to check them out. That's sports with Steve and Ted, KNSS. And don't forget, at 8:15 this morning, our live weekly chat with Mitch Holtis, play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, as we preview the playoff game.
Sounds like those Friends Falcons are on fire.
Putting up 107 last night.
All right, 7:23, keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's Morning Update. The difference in this year's California Women's March as compared to last year's. That's on the way, Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.